Up next is a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. To subscribe to the podcast, visit streetlevelradio.com and click on subscribe. Thanks for listening to Street Level Radio.
Christians are called to live in perfect harmony. Now, that doesn't mean that there cannot be differences in opinion, but loving Christians will work together despite their differences. Such love is not a feeling, it's rather a decision to meet the other individual's needs. And of course, this peace, this harmony, it leads to a greater peace, not only between individuals, but among members of the body of believers. Now, do problems in your relationship with other Christians today cause open conflicts, mutual silence? We need to consider what we can do to heal those relationships and do that with selfless acts of love. We're in verse 14 of Colossians chapter 3 today, where Paul, writing to the church in Colossae, says, "Above all these things, walk in love, which is the bond of perfection." Our Living Bible version says, "Most of all, let love guide your life, and then the whole church will stay together in perfect harmony." Now, the old King James uses the word charity. Well, it's an old word, but in the end, it still means simply love. Put on love. You look in passages like John 13, 35, Galatians 5, 22 and 23, and it speaks more about this. In fact, the Galatians passage there in 5, that speaks of the fruit of the Spirit. We're familiar with the analogy. We're familiar with the story. But please note that it speaks of the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians, not the fruits of the Spirit. Those indwelled and controlled by the Spirit will manifest all of those attributes. Fruit, singular. And most of all, they'll manifest the most important aspect, and that is love. Love, you see, is the bond of perfection or completeness. Love is the outer garment, if you will, which holds all the rest of those gifts of the Spirit in place. The great commentary writer Lightfoot said, "Love is the power which unites and holds together all those graces and virtues which together make up perfection." Verse 15, Paul wrote on, "And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you are called in one body, and be thankful." Verse 15 in our Living says, "Let the peace of the heart which comes from Christ be always present in your hearts and lives, for this is your responsibility and privilege as members of his body, and always be thankful." Let the peace of God rule. Now, the word rule, it means direct, it means to control, it means to be the umpire, if you will. You know, I have to say, I think many believers today don't know anything about this peace of God. And that's not because it's not available, or maybe that it's available only for a select few. But rather, I think they've chosen not to allow this peace to umpire and direct their lives. And so they receive the result, and that's confusion. That's loss of life direction, or simply an unsettled path. Now, it's important to understand the language here. Well, we're not instructed to seek peace at the crossroads of decision. It says rather to let the peace reign. Now, in order for that to occur, the peace that is necessary must already be there to guide and direct us prior to reaching that crossroad, prior to having to face that decision. Thus, peace is something we must acquire and nurture every day of our walk through this life with Christ. Now, this trait, this peace, it needs to be in place within the individual, and it also needs to be in place within the whole of the body of Christ. The church must make their decisions based on that same criteria. Now, note that it's not peace alone, but rather the peace of God. Not just a feeling of peace. The world can at times bring us a feeling of calm and peace. No, this is the peace of God. If our desire is first and last to please God, we are, of course, on safe ground.
That was a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information about Tim Dodson or Believer City Church, go to believerstogether.com.